Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances. And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending. Not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. 5-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us. Recording artist Keys is making his first appearance here on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. You guys will also be listening to his single, The Making of a Star, and we'll be telling you how you guys can support Keys as well. Keys, hello to you, man, and thank you so much for being on with us.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Well, as I said, we're going to be listening to your single, The Making of a Star, here a little bit later, but I want to talk to you first of all about this experience. You know, you have been able to introduce yourself literally to the world thanks to social media and the Internet. What has it been like for you to be able to see the way that people are responding to you in the music?
It's been pretty interesting, you know. Just having everybody just listen to my music and, you know, different opinions and what they think of my music as a new up-and-coming artist. It's really interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's motivating.
Yeah, motivating. And as I said, we're going to be listening to one of your singles here a little bit later, Keith. But Keith, what was it about music that initially spoke to you? What made you say, this is what I want to do?
I realized that I had the passion for it. You know, I used to write when I was younger, but I didn't really take it, like, seriously. It was just a little hobby, you know, and listening to, like, Michael Jackson when I was younger and dance like him and just wanted to be him, you know, that kind of inspired me. And, you know, I just wanted to be, like, on stage, and I just wanted to start making music. I wanted to see what I can do for myself, you know, instead of just
right.
watching everybody. I wanted to be in that spotlight.
Exactly.
So, you know, I just fell in love with music, I guess.
Yeah. And did it seem like when you were involved in music, Keith, did it seem like that was just home for you, that was where you really felt the most at home?
Earlier, when I was younger, it didn't. It took me some time, but I think as I started getting a little older, I started to get a little more mature. And I think that's when it all begun. And my friends and family and different people going out doing open mics and people telling me, hey, you know, you're good, you should pursue it. You know, I just took recognition to it and, you know, I wanted to make it happen.
Right. And now, of course, you're able to, as I said, to be able to share it with the world. You know, the Internet, I feel like, Keith, has really, you know, leveled the playing field for a lot of people. And what I mean by that is, you know, now, you know, you as an artist are able to reach the same audiences as anybody else out there. Have you found that to be true? That, I mean, now, of course, people not only that you know get to know what you do, but also now, literally around the world, people can get to know you as an artist and be able to appreciate the music that you're presenting.
I think, you know, the most difficult thing for me, you know, is what people accept me as a new artist. Because, you know, as a new artist, a lot of people they're already used to their sound and listening, you know, their type of music they listen to already. So,
right.
By me being a new artist, it might be a little difficult for people to accept me, but, you know, that's a challenge that, you know, I have to go through.
Right.
So I'm just hoping that, you know, the world accept me.
Yeah, and no, I was just going to say, and it's a challenge that, I mean, it definitely seems as though you're meeting, and that leads us to the single, The Making of a Star. I mean, when it comes to singles like that, do you think part of your gift, Keith, is the importance of in the power of being able to tell a story, that you can actually bring people in through the story you're able to tell in words?
Yes, I think that song was me just describing to the world that, you know, that from the beginning of when I was born, since I was a little kid, to now, that, you know, everything that added up is like, it's like a making, you know, it's like a movie, you know, and I felt like, you know, I was a star in the movie. So that song, you know, I was just trying to introduce everybody to how I feel about the music. It's like I'm a making, you know, something to come. I mean, that's up to the people to decide if I'm a star or not. So that's why I made the title Making of a Star.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I think that's a great lead-in. Why don't you, since we have you here with us, Keith, why don't you do us the honors and introduce a single for us?
Making of a Star by Keith, featuring Lachey, TNT Productions.
Davon, TNT Productions. What's up, Shay? And I go by the name. I'm so close, but yet so far. I don't know just where we are. I just know that I work hard, 'cause I'm on a verse to be a star, 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 star. Nervous now and I'm feeling so strange. Crowd is out, they screaming my name. Bright lights out, I'm feeling the fame. I guess I'll never feel the same, 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 same.
I'm thinking right now, see I'm not that far. Every day I'm on it, I'm working hard. I'm thinking right now, see I'm not that far. I'm just a making of a, just a making of a star. Just a making of a star.
Get far. I don't know just what we are. I suppose big house and car, 'cause I'm on the verge of living large, 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 large. Nervous now and I'm feeling so strange. Crowd is out, they screaming my name. Bright lights out, I'm feeling the fame. I guess I'll never feel the same.
And I go by the name Key, stepping to the stage like this is my God. Middle was afraid, but it's just by God. Spit it with a shade, 'cause the bright light's on. The crowd's going crazy, 'cause I like my song. People so amazed that the people going crazy, that they coming here, they jumping here, the middle of the stage. I ain't fronting, but they loving here, they even scream my name. Really feeling something that I really can't explain. Acting like it's something, I'm a dapper to the fame. Couple groovies, couple haters, really nothing, couple lames. They saying Max is different, 'cause I really for the fame. If you will come and live, you will do the same. You can tell by my swag, I'm getting used to it. I mean, I don't brag, but a few do it, man. I mean, I'm glad, but I feel so strange. So is that supposed to mean that I reached my fame?
I'm thinking right now, see I'm not that far. Every day I'm on it, I'm working hard. I'm thinking right now, see I'm not that far. I'm just a making of a, just a making of a.
That far. Every day I'm on it, I'm working hard. I'm thinking right now, see I'm not that far. I'm just a making of a star.
I'm thinking right now, see I'm not that far. Every day I'm on it, I'm working hard. I'm thinking right now, see I'm not that far. I'm just a making of a star. Thinking right now, see I'm not that far. Every day I'm on it, I'm working hard. I'm thinking right now, see I'm not that far.
sound like a star.
I'm just a Touché. Making of a, just a making
star too,
of
girl.
A star.
There you have Keith with The Making of a Star here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking to the recording artist himself. He's been talking with us not only about the experience of sharing his music, but also inspiration, but what it's been like for him to see the way that people are responding to it. You know, one of the things about that single, Keith, is that, you know, when you think about the making of anything, there's going to be ups and downs. What would you say keeps you motivated? What is it that keeps you inspired as you're on this road in music?
My family. You know, just and all the artists as well.
So yeah, I mean, I think having that positive reinforcement with family definitely, I think, has a lot to do with it. So when people hear your name, Keith, when they hear music by you, what do you want them to be able to think about when they think about the kind of music that you produce?
Say it again.
No, I was just saying, when people hear your name, when they hear about you as an artist, you know, when you hear certain artists, you think about certain things. What do you want them to think about you as an artist when they think of your name?
I want them to think that, you know, I'm very, a hard worker. I'm an artist that want to reach everybody, every aspect
right.
of the music, party music, money, relationship, love. You know, global. I want to reach the global.
Right. Well, I definitely believe you're on your way, Keith, doing just that. And I think a song like The Making of a Star is proof of that. Again, everyone, recording artist Keith has been our guest. The Making of a Star is a single you guys heard here. Keith, how can our listeners stay in contact with you, man?
Oh, yeah, you can go out on my Facebook, Keith, Q-U-E-S, Huntley, H-U-N-T-L-E-Y. I'm usually on Facebook all the time. You can go to my Twitter, Keith/Twitter.com. I also have Instagram.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
you know, everybody can reach me on that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm all over there.
All right. So they can definitely find you all over the place. And the single, The Making of a Star, Keith, is it available for them to get right now?
Oh, yeah. I also want to say I'm on iTunes also. Just type in Keith. Making of a Star. You can find me on Amazon also. Forgot about that.
Okay. So definitely want to make sure they take advantage of that on Amazon, who is one of our partners here on the program, but also, as you said, available on iTunes as well. Just let's check out Keith. Again, that's Q-U-E-S is where you guys can find him. And then The Making of a Star is the name of the single. Keith, man, congratulations to you, and thanks a lot for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. You know, it is a blessing. It's an honor. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, man, we appreciate you and definitely want to encourage our listeners to go out and to get the single. We're going to be posting a link to this conversation on our Facebook and Twitter page. And I just wanted to make sure, Keith, you said on Facebook they can check you out on Keith Huntley. Is that right?
Yeah, Keith Huntley, yeah.
And Huntley, spell Huntley for our listeners out there.
H-U-N-T-L-E-Y.
Okay. All right.
I have like two Facebook. Yeah. Keith,
okay.
Q-U-E-S, and Huntley, H-U-N-T-L-E-Y. And I have another Facebook, which is Keith, Q-U-E-S, The Making of a Star. I have two Facebooks, so.
Okay.
You know, I'm always on there, so that's the best way to reach me.
All right, so they can definitely find you either way, so definitely encourage our listeners to do their set. And, Keith, it goes without saying, man, you're welcome back here anytime. Love to stay in contact with you.
Oh, man, thank you, man. Can I ask you a question, man?
Sure, definitely.
What you think about that song, Making a Star?
Actually, that's what I was saying. I really enjoyed the single, and I think it's a great message, I think, for everybody. You know, I remember I had a teacher tell me that we're all greatness in the work. So I think that's the thing. I mean, it's all about what I get from that song is the beginning. You have to start, you know, and once you start, there's nowhere to go but up. And I think that's one of the messages of the single. I mean, you stay true to what you're doing. I mean, in your case, it's music. For our listeners, it may be other things in their lives, but, you know, in order to be a star, you have to be consistent, and I think that's what the single is saying.
Exactly. You know, it starts from a making of something.
Right.
You know, whether it's a star, you know, success, something.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know,
exactly. And Keisha, I will say this too. I think it also is important, one thing I'm getting from you that I think comes across in this interview as well as in the single, you have to believe in yourself too, because people will definitely try to tear you down. That's why I asked you about what is it that keeps you motivated, because people will try to tear you down. But you really have to be able to believe in yourself and your talent and believe that you can do it.
You're right. You're right, man. That's the number one thing, actually.
Yeah,
that's the number
exactly.
one thing. Definitely not believing yourself. Yeah,
yeah. And I hope our listeners definitely are able to take away that message. Again, man, congratulations to you, Keith. And like I said, definitely stay in contact with us, man. We'd love to continue to support you.
Thank you, man. To all the listeners, you know, everybody that's doing music, supporters, you know, if you got something you want to do, that's a goal or accomplishment that you're trying to achieve, believe in yourself. That's number one. You know, nobody believe in yourself first. It's going to take you very far.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome, Keith. Again, everyone, recording artist Keith has been our guest. The Making of a Star is a single that's available right now, as he says, on iTunes as well as on Amazon. So make sure you guys do show support. And Keith is spelled Q-U-E-S. We want to thank our good friends, Michelle McGee, for setting up this conversation with us today. And I think, you know, it's great to be able to talk to artists or anybody who's out there pursuing their dream and not letting people stop them from fulfilling their destiny. All of us are stars in the making, but it's really up to us to believe it and to be able to keep moving for that. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Keith, don't worry. You can catch the entire conversation about 5 minutes as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you guys take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.